there's a marketing conference Tim Pannell isn't speaking at, it's probably not worth attending. Tim certainly didn't invent marketing, but he's helping banks recraft how they are interacting with their clients and how they are doing marketing. The CEO of Financial Marketing Solutions, Tim is a well-respected thought leader in this critical field of marketing. He speaks around the world, consults with community banks throughout the country, and currently serves on the board of the American Bankers Association's Bank Marketing Conference. He's also on the faculty of the Stonier Graduate School of Banking, the LSU Graduate School of Banking, and the Virginia Bankers School of Bank Management. Passionate about pursuit of success, Tim gets results for his clients, pure and simple. He creates growth and development strategies for his protégés as well. And with him at the helm, FMS has become the financial marketing agency that more and more community banks are turning to. He hires well, too. Associates like Amber Farley are world-class at what they do. Tim's going to discuss six trends that CMOs need to know in going into 2018 and what to do about them. Take it away, Tim.
Thank you, Jack. I'm looking forward to sharing these 10 minutes with you and your team. Excited about 2018 that is ahead. 2017, I thought, finished with a lot of optimism. And I think as we go into 2018, I think the word that comes to my mind is opportunity. I think there's a lot of opportunity for the bank industry. I think there's a lot of opportunity for bank marketing. And what I have done, I have put together what I think I see as, you know, six key areas or trends, if you would, that as we look at 2018, I think if we look and think about what's ahead, I think these are some of the areas that we're going to more development in. I think in every one of these areas, there has been effort, but I think 2018, I think, will be even great, bringing even greater opportunity. The first item I had down here was enhanced human resource in the banking world that, you know, with, once again, the economy doing well, with maybe some of the tax advantages that are occurring from 2017 with the new law signed in, I think there's going to be some dollars that will be invested. And I think one of the areas from a marketing perspective will be the right human resources. Many marketing departments have sort of worked off of either one-man shows or one-man an assistant, and yet marketing is becoming in some ways more complex. And I think we're going to need to invest in the right people in the right jobs. Therefore, you know, you look at digital expertise, you look at data skill sets that are involved. And so I think one of the main areas we're going to see development for 2018 is how do we build the right human resources for bank marketing today? It's no longer just a nice person who runs around the community and does nice things and has a smile on their face and keeps the ads going in the newspaper. There's a lot more strategic input from marketing than there was in the past. And there's a lot more detail, and it's driven by a lot more data and metrics. And so I think first thing, the probably enhanced human resources in 2018. And that'll be interesting for a lot of banks to find the right skill sets, but also beneficial from the standpoint that, you know, it'll allow the banking industry to become more attractive to the millennial and Z generation from a human resources standpoint. We have room for them now. We have places that we can bring this younger demographic into the bank. And that'll be beneficial because they'll bring those skill sets that are needed, but also that'll bring perspective into the bank as we are transitioning from one generation to another, and their perspectives and their insights and theirs will actually benefit the bank as it's striving to be more relevant. So marketing has some opportunity there with enhanced human resources. You know, secondly, I had put down here looking at trends for 2018 is I had put down customer experience enhancement. I think this is one thing we just need to continue to develop and work on is that we're building customer journey mapping, if you would. And I think we're going to continue to develop that, but we're just going to have to strive more and more to be as personal as possible, utilizing data to enhance that capacity. If Amazon has taught us anything, It has taught us how they can use data to become more personal with your experience. And so we need to continue to enhance that customer experience. And that will not come just from, you know, smiling, nice tellers, because more and more people are dealing with the bank in a self-service vehicle and format. It's going to come through utilizing data and looking for ways that, as a bank, we can be there for the moments of life. Google has some great information called living in the moments. And that is what we need to strive to do more and more, not about products, but about moments. What are the moments people are living in? How can we be there for them? Third, I have down here department integration. And this is just simple. I think that in 2018, we're going to see more and more of the breaking down of silos between departments. And from a marketing perspective, we're understanding marketing is becoming more comprehensive and impacting so many areas of the bank, so that HR, training, products, sales, marketing, all of these will be working together, because the ultimate goal is to advance the brand of the organization through that customer experience, through that brand experience. And so for that to be effective, more and more of these silos and these walls will have to come down. And I think we're seeing movement in that area, but that'll be real important for 2018. Fourth will be, I have down here one big category could easily take an hour: technology, data, and metrics. Is that, you know, with fintech and its impact upon our industry, which with new technology and platforms, we're going to have to continue to look for ways from a marketing perspective that we can create a better self-serve experience. Ultimately, at the end of the day, the one structure that will be most long-term and effective will be anything that helps self-service. So from a technology standpoint, we need to communicate our ability to let customers build their own customer experience, if you would, through technology, allows them to have complete self-service at all times. And from a data perspective, we need interpretation and application of data so that we could build, if you would, the necessary predictive analytics that ties back to the idea that of the customer experience, using data to become more personal so people can see that we understand their needs, we know, and that we have everything they need for the moments of life that are for them. And then I also had metrics in there, is that with this technology and data, we're having a greater capacity for metrics. And we need to be able to gather metrics in such a way that we can have an attribution dashboard, if you would, so that when the C-suite is saying, okay, what are we getting for this? We're able to say, here is all that we've done. Here is the impact and the effect through all the different levels of the organization, if you would. And then here is a simple dashboard showing you the metrics and the benefits. And that will be so critical, because marketing has such an impact on the brand of the organization. And yet up until recently, we have not been able to develop the necessary metrics. But I think we are there, and 18 will show some advancement in that area as well. And then fifth was social. I think social media has been around for a few years, but I think we're just now getting to the point where we're starting to become a little more authentic and a little more natural with it. A lot of the social media over the last few years has sort of been like an adult trying to act like they're cool to the teenagers. I mean, they think they're cool, but the teenagers, you look at them and say, you know, no one uses those words anymore, and that's not really not that cool. So yeah, I think we're starting to become a little more authentic and natural, and I think that'll be an area they'll have to grow. Since we live in a horizontal culture that lives in communities online, and they depend upon the community and the conversations in the community, we'll have to be more authentic and real. And then finally, the sixth item I had down there was just digital marketing elevation and integration. More strategy will need to be developed for digital marketing, and a migration of budgeting dollars will have to move from traditional to more digital channels, with a lot of emphasis on content, more and more content. As people are online, we want to show ourselves as a valuable, trusted source. Here is the content, more and more video. People live by video. Yeah, people want to see videos. And then continue to develop our search strategy as well, to be there in the moment when people are searching for when they want some, we're there. So 2018 is going to be a great year, I think. And I think there's going to be a lot of things in marketing. And so I believe there's going to be enhanced human resources, customer experience enhancement, department integration, technology, data and metrics, social media, and digital marketing elevation integration as well. Those are the things I see for 2018, Jack.
Well, Tim, thanks. And you know, if this were live, I'm sure the bankers would have been writing feverishly the questions that I wrote. So I'd love to pick your brain a little bit. You know, Tim teaches at Stonier, and he's teaching at our new Graduate School of Banking school next October. And so to have him on the phone here for a couple of minutes is a real plus. So I'd like to go down a couple of these and answer a couple of questions that maybe bankers would ask. You brought up the whole idea of human resources, and there's just so many facets to that. One of the things I hear when I teach at ABA Bank Marketing School or other schools that I teach at, the lament is from bank marketing professionals. How do I get to be at the executive table? How do I get invited into the executive suite? I bet you hear that a lot from your clients too, Tim. What are you telling them? How do they do that?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's interesting because the banking industry is a lagging industry when it comes to the level of understanding of marketing, in respect that in a lot of other industries, the chief marketing officer actually sits at the executive table. And my approach to this is simply this, is that, you know, instead of necessarily sitting around saying, well, how come they won't let me play and let me sit at the table? I think what things in life, you just create so much value for yourself in such a way that they can't keep you away from the table. They want you. When they sit down, they say, hey, listen, if we're going to be playing for next year, we need to get so-and-so in here from marketing because they're the ones who continue to bring this level of data to us, this level of information. They're the ones who have the insight on the markets that we live in. We can't even begin to do strategic planning for next year without marketing. So where are they? So I think the more marketing can really dive in to data and understanding the data, interpreting the data, applying the data, creating necessary dashboards so they can so unsolicited, take that up to the C-suite level. So listen, as you are looking at this next year, or as you're looking ahead, I thought this information would be valuable because it helps us make better decisions. You know, so I think marketing, in some ways, has access to a capability others in the bank do, and that is they can really go out and gather the data, interpret the data, build the dashboards for the data, and take that up so that it becomes really apparent over a short amount of time, actually, that marketing is very strategically based, that marketing is very much interested in return on investment, and that marketing has a lot of value, and that we would be foolish to sit around this table and make decisions without their input.
Yeah, that's fair. And you made a really great comment about, I remember when I started my banking career, you know, I was in marketing back in 1973, and you know, it's interesting that the bank president used to say, if you want to really get ahead in marketing at our bank, you got to put an ad in the paper once a week that my wife likes, and you have to have enough dog biscuits in the drive-in. And it's changed a lot since then. And part of that change is we're not just hiring bankers that go from bank to bank anymore to be a marketing professional. We're looking at people outside the industry to become chief marketing officers. You work with a lot of banks, Tim. Where are your banks finding talent these days to go into these critical positions like digital marketing and analytics? And where are they finding these people?
Yeah, that's a great question again, Jack. I think that, you know, in today's world, there are lots of small companies, a lot of sole proprietorships, a lot of LLCs out there that are specializing in digital and social media. And there's these, you know, three-man shops, five-man shops, 10-man shops, because, you know, they live in a different age. They come out of school or they don't even go to school. And they get in, they start building these small little companies that have these talented people who have experience in this area. And I think they're all through our towns, whether they're small towns or big towns, they're there. They're people who have that talent, that skill set. You know, and I think that if we can see who is offering those services in the towns that we're in and the areas we're in, we will find the talented people. They are there, and they have a lot to offer our organization.
Yeah, yeah. And you talked about the whole migration towards content, and then you talked about video. I get all these emails, Tim, and they're starting to talk about video email. Are you seeing anything like that in any of your clients that are maybe using video as part of their email process?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, I think that the amount of time that people spend on video is pretty remarkable. And so I think if we're going to have any success whatsoever in truly getting people's attention, which according to, you know, latest studies from biometrics is that, you know, you gotta somehow get somebody's attention in 6 seconds. That's why YouTube now has 6 second bumper ads. And so, you know, content, it's going to have to be through video. People do not want to take the time and read. So email is just a channel. That's all that is. It's just another channel. So as we're using channels and vehicles by which we're getting and reaching our target market with content, there's no reason why we wouldn't use video and email as well, because people have a tendency when they see a video, it's easier for them to just see something that's require them to read something. People do not want to read as much as they want to watch a video.
Yeah, that's fair. Last question. I get this question, and I know your organization does a lot more than digital. You're a full service agency, but I get a lot of questions from banks, and we even have banks still, where the bank president won't allow their bankers to use LinkedIn, for example, at the office. When you get a question like that from one of your clients, or if somebody calls you, or a bank president calls you and says, "Hey, I don't want our people using LinkedIn unless they can be hack-proof." What do you tell them? How do you make social media secure enough where bank presidents and executives say, "I want my people to use this thing"?
Yeah, that is a challenge in our industry that doesn't have an easy answer. We have a client down in the Tuscaloosa market, a client Jack, I've been working with for 28 years. I have a great relationship with CEO, obviously, after all these years. And as part of our strategy for 2018 is that one of the things that we've done is that we built in a whole LinkedIn strategy for the organization where we've gone in and we've built the profiles for all the net calling offices and branch managers. We went in and we did a half a day of training with all their employees. And because, you know, when you think about most of our community banks who have been living off the idea that it's street on the feet, hand-to-hand combat, COIs, well, that hasn't changed. It's just they're online now. You know, it's not so much street on the feet as much as it is fingers on the keys. You know, mm-hmm. You get out of that's where people are living. And so, you know, one of the things we had to work with that bank with is that we had to spend quite a bit of time with IT to figure out a way by which, how can we set this up in a way that we do not compromise any of the security of the organization, but allow the employees to have access to social media? Because there is no future plan for a bank communicating with the marketplace without social media. It isn't optional. It isn't either or. It has to be done. And so, you know, we work with them to develop some special techniques within their system by which our calling officers were able to use mobile devices, and we were able to separate them from the, you know, from the core system, so there wasn't any risk to the bank data.
Well, folks, Tim's company, Financial Marketing Solutions, As I travel around and talk to people, and I say, "Who do you use for your marketing?" Tim's company keeps coming up more and more and more. They're an intimate company. They work with community banks and larger organizations. I've not done a lot of work with Tim, but a lot with Amber Farr and the rest of his team. If you're looking at marketing, this is a company to at least consider, because they, if you look at it, it's not just, as Tim said, it's not just that they would put an ad in the paper for you. I'm sure they do that really well, but marketing has changed so much. And too often, I think marketing agencies haven't adopted some of the changes. Tim's is in the forefront of this. And whether it's you're at Stonier or in the new marketing school, or you go out to the financial brand, and Tim's probably out there too. This is a company you ought to consider. Hey, thanks for coming on with 10 minutes, Tim. And we look forward to working with you in 2018.
Thank you, Jack. Have a great day.
Well, as I mentioned, Tim Pannell is the real marketing deal. Reach out to him at tim@financialmarketingsolutions.com. Thanks again, Tim.